Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Before we get started on today's episode, as always, we want to acknowledge the tour sponsor, African Pride.
African Pride.
They have been giving
great hair products for you and I. African Pride.
You guys can have that if you want.
I was about to say the unofficial theme song for African Pride. Winners will receive a giveaway box just like this, filled with full-size products. There's all type of goodies in here. Let me see if I can open it. Here we go. Can you see that in the frame?
Black castor oil moisture treatment, hold cover edges, healing oil.
It's like all type of stuff in here. There's
healing oil.
There's conditioner in here. There's moisture butter in here. There's sealing oil. I said moisture butter, conditioner, edge control, child, some of everything is in here. And this, the winner of the, every week we're giving this box away every single week. So thank you to African Pride and thank you to us. So this week, in order to enter the giveaway, all I need you to do is like the Love Hour page on Instagram and tag at the Love Hour on our Instagram. Okay. Super easy. We don't make it difficult. We don't make it difficult at all. Very, very simple. Okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, let's get the show started.
Or hi.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Love Hour podcast. I am your host, Miss Kev on Stage, and I am joined by my husband and co-host,
the Kev on Stage.
The Kev on Stage. If you are new here, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. The podcast, the Love Hour podcast, is about life, love, and the pursuit of happiness. Kevin and I share our experiences with you and the revelations that we've received from those experiences
in real time.
In real time. Sometimes they're based off books. Sometimes they're based off other information we've received, whether it be via podcast or books. Sometimes, child, the Lord just drops stuff in our spirit.
And sometimes she get on my nerves and we talk about it. And sometimes I begin on her nerves and we talk about it.
Amen.
Sometimes I buy her shoes that she returns and we be talking about it.
And people have been, if people don't know the end to the story, and that is that I did return those shoes, but I got them replaced.
She replaced them with a black pair that is more practical.
Not only are they more practical, but they're more comfortable
than your other shoes.
Than the other shoes.
Not the ones I bought her. The other black pumps.
No. They're far more comfortable than the ones you bought. They're more comfortable than my Steve Maddens, and I've worn them all weekend. Someone on my Instagram was like, Melissa, are those your Steve Maddens? I was like, nah, girl, these ain't the Steves. These the Christians. These ain't the Steves. So if you saw me at all this weekend being the 10K Shy weekend, clap.
We talked at length about this on Righteous and Ratchet about how I failed. But you're going to have to listen to Righteous and Ratchet to hear my thoughts.
Oh, I want a preview.
Well, they're listening to this after Righteous and Ratchet, so we haven't recorded it yet.
But Righteous and Ratchet drops before. Yeah.
That's why I was saying I've already talked about it. He hasn't articulated the
actual thought yet. So what if we have Love Hour listeners that don't listen to Righteous and Ratchet? You can't
and
just
they
give
don't
a snippet?
Know. How are we going to cross-pollinate our podcast?
I think I'm asking you for a teaser. Fine. Go check it out. Fine. That wasn't a teaser, though.
That's a cross promo.
Yeah, it was a cross promo. I said a teaser.
I've told you.
For the people.
They need to go to Ratchet and Ratchet and listen to it. Because I don't know what I'm going to say yet.
Okay, well, I'm about to tell you my thoughts. How about it? Okay, so the 10K Shy was the biggest promotion or campaign, I'll say, that we've had for the tour from last year to this year. And while we did not reach the...
we were only off by like 6,000.
The goal of 10,000. We did reach more than 4,000. And, excuse me, I am quite proud.
Are you?
I am. I told you that.
You did.
That
I'd like to hear you say it again.
I'm proud of the dream that you had to even get to 10,000. I'm proud that of what we've accomplished to get to 4. You know the saying, shoot for the stars and land among the moon? Nope.
Shoot
How
for
does
the
it go?
And land amongst the
there
stars.
You go. Shoot for the moon and land among the stars.
Shoot for the stratosphere, land amongst the super stratosphere.
Yeah. So I think to even have a desire to dream that big allows you to reach a goal you didn't even know was like able to be obtained. Mm-hmm.
And I firmly believed I was going to get 10K.
Right. And
until,
so
like about 2 weeks out, I was mm-hmm. like, and we sold a buttload the week of.
Yes.
We sold and more the day of than we probably had. We sold more the day of than we sold on some cities.
Yes.
Like overall with plenty of time.
I think, and honestly, canceling, I said this as well, you had so many shows that weekend that were within driving distance of Chicago mm-hmm. That if you would have canceled those, who knows, you probably could have got up to 6,000.
Yeah, Jay actually lives in Chicago, but he lives far north to where the Milwaukee show was actually closer to him mm-hmm. than the Chicago show.
Right.
So, and Chicago is a massive
yeah,
city.
It's huge.
So whatever part of the city you're on, you're far from people on the other part of the city. Jay took over two hours to get from his
traffic
house.
Traffic was show. Horrendous, though, as well. So if you came out and weathered that traffic, okay. Thank you so much. We sat in traffic for a good hour and a half, I want to say.
There was a black dude walking on the freeway.
Oh, there sure was.
It's part of the reason there was traffic. He had a little fedora on, and I was like, what is happening in Chicago today?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
And we went to the W. I'm not going to tell that story. I'll save that for the bonus episode of Righteous and Ratchet, okay. Where I can speak freely.
Okay.
The TV interview.
Oh, my.
Whew.
Shouts to the Right Pack.
Right Pack only.
So, anyway, I just want to say that I'm proud of you for dreaming that big. And I also want to say thank you to, there are people in the audience that listen to the podcast.
And flew. Some people flew from Raleigh to the Chicago show just because they wanted to be in the number.
Yeah. So just, you know, people that were willing to come out and support that dream, support that campaign. Yes. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Best community.
Yeah, I agree. I always struggle when people say, like, I'm a fan. And I'm like, I don't think I really have fans like that. Like, I don't consider people. I just consider, like, thank you for your support. But I don't really consider, like, a fan. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like I'm fan worthy.
Well, you are. Mm-hmm. I'm you're stan worthy. I stan Miss Kev on stage.
I still think that's like, I'm like willing to support the things that she does. Like, that's like me with Beyonce. Like, I stand Beyonce, meaning she drops an album, sight unseen, here's my $25. Like, that's a done deal.
Yeah, well, you dropped a conference that cost much more than $25 and people bought it sight unseen.
Right. But I'm saying that's standing. Like, I don't feel like a fan is like, I don't know. It just, it has a different connotation to
don't
me. So I struggle with that. Listen.
You're engineering smallness.
We
right
listen
now.
To the Brene Brown Call to Courage in the car.
Woo!
And
talk about preaching.
Yeah, she preached a lot, but that engineering smallness,
you engineer
I forgot
smallness a lot.
I absolutely do. I absolutely 100% engineer
you deflect,
smallness.
You defer, you oh, minimize, for sure. you swat away.
Clicks that minimize box.
All
well, she's a
the
click
time.
A minimize box clicky the click clicker.
Yes, I do. I
100%. Enough of that. You don't have to boast.
Yeah, and I think
but
that's
don't minimize.
The struggle. So the problem is, I don't know how we got here, but we're here now, so we're going to continue. The problem is that trying to find the balance of mm-hmm. being humble, right? And but also recognizing and throwback to Melissa, taking up all of your space.
Yes.
Because engineering smallness is not taking up all of your space. And
right.
sometimes you can confuse engineering smallness with humbleness.
Boom.
That was a word.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was good.
And so trying to decipher, am I being humble? Am I engineering small? Like sometimes that can get like confused mm-hmm. in your mind.
I am confusion.
Joey says that all the time.
Have you seen that meme
Mm-mm.
that it came from?
Mm-mm.
So this, you've seen it, Josh. This lady was learning English. I think she was Asian. She was like, America, I don't understand. This one is Kansas and this one is not Arkansas. It's Arkansas. Oh. I am confusion. That's where it came from.
Oh, I didn't know.
You got to learn your memes.
Man,
the
listen.
Kids know the memes.
She is correct.
Yes, she's absolutely right. And I am confusion.
And I am confusion too, child. okay, so are we done with that? That was just kind of a randomness. Okay, so thank you is ultimately what that was about and not engineering smallness in your life, which we still don't have an answer on how to
I never engineer smallness. Shoot. Big balls everywhere I go. You feel me?
But how, do you have an answer on how you can tell the difference between engineering smallness and not taking up and like being humble?
I think it's in your proactive or reactiveness. People who are not humble tend to boast about themselves. I'm this, I'm that, I'm better than you or that.
Okay, so you're saying it's a proactive.
Yeah, I think if you, like, I feel like I'm a good comedian.
Okay.
A great comedian.
Okay.
I feel like I'm fantastic at it. But I don't go around saying, I'm better than you, I'm better than y'all, I'm this and that. But people are like, Kev, you are really great. I'd be like, thank you. I don't be like, oh, no. You would say, I'm not great, girl, child. I ain't even do nothing, but I got $3 to rub together. I got a biscuit and a dream. You do that with everything. You don't just be like, you know what? I appreciate that. Thank you. I am. I'm super dope. You're right.
But see, you went far. You went from.
That's why all for you, all it is just saying thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Because you do that with compliments. I know. Girl, you look good. Girl, I messed my makeup up. I had to smudge the eyeliner. I had chicken grease in my eye. That's your first thing is to
grease?
You always want to like make the compliment go away. I forgot what I used to say about you.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's true. I think you're right. I think that is.
All you got to do is say just thank you. Because you be doing a great job on your makeup. You're great at the Love Hour. You don't have to be unhumble. You don't have to be whatever the opposite of humble is.
Boastful.
You're more than humble. There's boastful, there's humble, and then there's you.
What?
Who's like, you're less than humble.
Engineering smallness.
Yeah, ESing. You're ESing right now. Engineering smallness.
We got it. We're moving on because you went from making sense to not making sense.
That's how I do. Keep letting me talk and it'll end up nowhere.
Okay, so.
That's why I work good in little sound bites.
Exactly. Okay, so we're going to start with this or that or this. People have been calling me out because they're like, Melissa, somehow you turned this back to this or that.
Because all you did is stop making a big deal about it. And then you just be like, that or this. And then you say the question.
Yeah.
But it's that or this with Kevin Liz.
Is it this and that or that or this?
That or this with Kevin
Okay,
Liz.
So you just said it, right?
Because it
rhymes. Who have been calling me out? It's so funny. The things people notice, because honestly, I wasn't doing that on purpose.
Oh, you weren't? I bet.
Okay. The question is, someone sent this in, and the question was, remember, Melissa, would you rather have the same song play everywhere you go all the time
in your world? Do I get to pick this song?
Yep, but it's forever. You don't get to change it. You pick one song, and it's the same song that we played your entire life, no matter what.
Whew.
Or no music at all.
Or no music at all?
So one song your whole life, once you pick it, it goes unchanged, or no music at all. You guys like it?
First of all, the thought of no music at all is terrifying. Music is so necessary.
Would you understand, or would you know about music beforehand? Like, would there be a period of time where you're like, okay, that song has to go
away? Oh, good question. What's more torturous? You would know about music.
To know about music.
Yeah, to know about music and then not have it.
Well, the thing is, any song you pick, if you always listen to it, you're going to hate it.
Right.
Before my iPod or iPhone had that thing where I had that song that plays blank, it would play the first letter of or whatever the A song was. I end up hating it. It was a Miguel Adorn for
mine
a while.
Too.
It was Kanye Addiction for a while. Then it was like some other song. I now hate all of those songs.
Yeah, I just listened to Adorn the first time over the weekend for the first time in like probably 3 years, and I was like, oh, I like it again.
You needed a break from it.
I needed a full break.
But the thing about music is, part of it is, it's such a mood. Like,
that's
I don't
true,
really
actually.
To certain music I listen to when I need to work out. I feel stronger. When I listen to Toby's music when I'm working out, I feel like I could throw weights out the window.
Okay, so actually, you're right. So I had my answer, but I think about over the weekend, we were in the airport. It was early in the morning. We had a layover and I went and got breakfast. I put my headphones on. I listened to Beyonce and it changed my whole life.
The album?
Yes.
Yeah. Music like, has that effect.
I was just in such
a music can turn you up or
mood.
Turn you down.
That is
it can
so
put you in the
true.
Mood for sex, put you in the mood to fight. It could relax you. There's music you want to when I want to study, when I want to
That's true.
Chill. On the plane, I only listen to smooth R&B when I'm on a flight.
Really?
Yes. Because it'd be like, I listen to her, SZA. I listen to Beyonce for a while. Right now, it's Ari Lennox. And it's just like...
Oh, that's the Apartment Girl?
Yeah, Shea Butter, baby.
They just
I
hit
put,
me to
she's
this.
My... This tour, from henceforth now, she's like, put it on. I used to listen to... what's the guy you sent me the...
But you're going through like a whole host
sorry,
of things.
Sorry. You got me excited about it.
I love it.
But there's so many good musics.
Okay.
Hold on, real quick. What's the guy with the 4 or 5? Pink something?
Pink Sweats.
Pink Sweats. 4 songs. First of all, pause. Loving all the new artists putting out 4 or 5 song 23-minute EPs. where you don't like it's I fall in love with you because I don't you don't give me a chance to start disliking your
right,
music.
Right.
Because it's like these are my four or five best songs.
Best songs. Actually, okay. I would prefer that too.
Yes.
Don't give me don't come out 10 with 10 songs and then three of them are junk.
Yeah. Let me love you first. To answer your question, I probably would go with the same song over and over.
Do you have the song in mind?
Here's the thing. I think I would pick a really long song. Like, I wouldn't pick anything upbeat.
Okay.
I'd pick like Oceans.
Okay.
Because if it's a song I have to hear all the time, I'd rather be something that I might not notice.
Mm.
Like Ocean starts off like bling, and then has a little turn up piece.
Yeah.
But like if it was something like Stevie Wonder, like isn't she that being in my head all the time, if I'm in a bad mood would drive me insane. So something like that or a really long gospel song like Calling My Name. Some 8-10
minutes. You want to go in the whole time, though.
But if I can only listen to one type of music, I'd rather be music that can calm me down.
Okay.
Than can turn me up. Because otherwise, if I'm just like rap, I'm like, you know what I mean? So
who are you fighting like that?
A small man. But the thought of no music ever, I'd rather be tortured by one song than to never hear music again.
Okay. I think my answer, I think I said what I said when I said what I said it. And that is, I think I'm going with no music.
Ever?
I think so.
You don't be on music
like
that.
I don't be on music like that.
Melissa has 18 songs on her phone.
I do.
When she has her song plugged in on a road trip, I'm like, please, can I put my phone in, please? Because it's 18 songs, 16 of which are Beyonce. One is a Nick Jonas song, and one is Sam Smith. She has her white boy crushes for the summer.
I have one white boy crush every
right
single
now,
summer. It's not.
Last summer, it was not Sam Smith.
No. It's.
Shawn Mendes. Shawn Mendes was her crush last year.
I love him.
Sam
he has
Smith
a concert, and I've like seriously contemplated a tattoo long.
You gonna
if
learn
I was
how
going
long,
to.
How many songs you don't know.
I know, and that's the only reason why, because I contemplated buying a concert ticket far
I'd
too long.
I'd love to see you in there with a whole bunch of 12-year-old white
Man,
girls
having a good
singing
time.
Shawn Mendes.
I would have a great time.
They're gonna be like, "Where's your daughter? What you mean?
This is for me. I don't
Melissa.
Even have daughters."
Melissa's gonna be in the front row, like Shawn. I love you. What was that song you love from him?
You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back. It's a fire song.
It's a great song. It puts me in a great mood.
Okay, so
okay,
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with one song. And you're okay with no music.
I'm okay with no music.
But you listen to the radio. You listen to more talk radio than anything. So,
and that's why. Because I would much rather listen to people talk and engage versus.
I don't ever even turn the radio on. Only time I listen to the radio ever is in your car.
Yeah. Me and Joe be having a great time.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what else puts me in a really good mood?
What?
Wine.
Man. Let me tell you what. Wine is lit.
Listen to me, people. Wine is amazing. It goes great with the dinner. It goes great with a moment to just relax and chill out.
We have glasses of wine a lot on these long shoot days.
We do.
We get home. Josh has been over a couple of times.
Yeah.
We about to have a conversation.
We do.
Pop
too.
A bottle. We finna get, not lit.
No, not lit.
We finna
lit.
Get smooth.
We Yes. It's a great time, though.
It's a great time.
But wine can be intimidating.
It can be.
It can
especially
be.
For us because we're new to the wine game.
Yes.
We didn't drink for the first nearly 30 years of our lives.
Yeah.
So to go from that to like, first of all, there's so many names, so many flavors.
So many
what
flavors,
pairs
so
well
many
with
names.
What.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's intimidating.
Yes. So we want to tell you about a friend of the podcast, Penrose. When it comes to buying wine, most people's selections have nothing to do with their taste. Honestly, because half the time you don't even really realize what you like or don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they base on their decisions on whether or not the bottle looks good, if it's on sale, what they think they like, what their friends told them they like.
That's true.
Those are the things you base your decision
very
on.
Very true.
Thankfully, First Leaf has a wine club that makes it very easy to discover new wines you'll love by taking a customizable quiz that walks you through what you look for in a wine as far as taste is concerned, whether it has a buttery taste, a crisp taste. Tastes that's sweet. I like sweet lines, me myself personally. But also when you think you like sweet lines, I like sweet lines, Moscato mainly, mostly, that's it. So I only always get Moscato, but when you take this quiz, it opens your eyes to say, this is something you might also like.
Right.
This is something you might also like, which kind of just expands your mind to try different things. So with Pin Rose, you can sign up with our link and you'll get an exclusive intro offer, 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping.
Nice.
Child, six That's bottles amazing. Of wine. That goes a long way. That's a fantastic way. Deal
if you ask me.
Six bottles. $29.95 plus free shipping. Child, anytime free shipping is available.
I'm halfway home.
I am. Listen, and wine bottles are heavy. Child, listen. Sign up with our link and you'll get an exclusive intro offer. That's 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95.
Woo!
Woo! Why are you wooing?
That's a great deal.
That's a great deal.
Free shipping too?
Because 6 bottles of wine for $29.95, first of all, is a great deal. Plus, you get free shipping. Anytime you have free shipping, sign up. Because shipping be expensive. Mm-hmm. And wine bottles are heavy, which makes shipping more expensive. So you get 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/love. Again, that's tryfirstleaf.com/love. That's 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/love. You very good? I'm very good too. That's a very good deal. Y'all should take advantage. Okay, so we're going to get into today's topic. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell a little bit of a story. A few weeks ago, I was talking to a friend of mine and we were talking about, you know, everywhere I go, to be honest, I end up talking about love and relationships with mm-hmm. people. It's just like a conversation that.
So what do you think about your marriage? Ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
Yeah, exactly. Like, honestly, it just always comes up, like whether or not I bring it up or someone else brings it up to me. It's just a constant conversation that I'm having. So I was talking to a friend of mine and she was telling me about her relationship. And one thing that she told me, this image was so powerful. I actually wrote it down and it's something that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
So what she was saying was that when her and her husband get into arguments, they're at a point now where they know there are certain topics they can't talk about because right. they know they're going to disagree and it's going to end up being like a huge explosion mm-hmm. in their house.
Right.
So instead of arguing, she says she'll go to one part of the house, he'll go to another part of the house. And she said what they do is they sit in silence, yelling at each other.
Screaming in silence.
Screaming in silence.
Yes.
And that image was so powerful mm-hmm. because I know of so many occasions where we have been not even like on the opposite sides of the house. You can be in the bed together.
In the bed together.
Sitting in silence.
And it feels like a chasm.
Mm.
I mean, you can be literally this close to me and I
couldn't
feel like
be further apart.
Further apart from me. I'm talking, you know when you have magnets when you're a little kid?
Yes.
And you push the two parts
and
together.
And they're fighting against.
And that tension, you could feel that.
That was a good visual.
In our relationship. And sometimes the longer you sit in that, it feels like the tension grows.
Absolutely.
And it pushes you and you a couple hours becomes a night.
Yep.
A night becomes a weekend. Weekend becomes a week. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, it's like, then you're like, man, we've been beefing for a minute and I don't even remember what
But because you haven't talked about it and smoothed it over, that tension stays there and then it grows.
Yes. And sometimes I feel like if you... Like, okay, so she was saying there's certain topics, right? Mm-hmm. You can give up on that topic mm-hmm. overall, mm-hmm. and just the thought of that coming up will turn your whole mood.
Yep.
And you'd be like, you know what? I'm not finna do this. I've said this a couple of times. He doesn't get it. Mm-hmm. She doesn't get it.
Yep.
I don't even want to go there with him or her. And now you find yourself having an attitude and you don't even know why.
Don't even know why.
There's been times where you've had an attitude with me.
And I don't even know why. I think that's
so funny.
Yes, I think that
what's wrong? And then nothing. You don't know? I really do. Your presence annoys me.
I think literally.
So much so it's unclear.
Yes, I think literally.
You just be up here breathing. Every day you up here alive. Every day I wake up, you alive. You healthy? Oh, he's healthy again?
Child, listen.
Shoot, why don't you go to work? I'm gonna tell you what made it harder for us. We don't have work
now.
Ain't no now. Mm-hmm. So when we're beefing, like when I used to work at ADD and we'd have issues or whatever, like I'm finna go to work. I ain't gonna be home till 7:30.
Well, that helps.
That time separate. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd be like, man, I actually can miss you now. Yeah. Every day I wake up, there you go, up in there, in the room. I remember when we were first struggling with the tourist situation. Switch up. I'd be working in the bedroom, you'd work at the living room, or mm-hmm. vice versa, mm-hmm. and it felt like you were gone.
Yes.
Go in there, make something to eat. You make something to eat, you leave hungry. It just felt like
yeah.
gone. And I feel like I was in there like, man, that actually probably happened a couple of days ago.
When?
One of us screaming in silence. You were cooking.
Okay.
I was in the bedroom. The boys were in the room. It felt like we were four different people in three different worlds.
Tell me what happened.
Why you were beefing at me?
Yeah.
I never really got to the bottom of it, actually. usually, I'm going to tell you what happens. There's been so many times where we've been screaming at each other in silence. And I have it could be these three things. I didn't do this.
Wait, did
she said that, or I said this. If I had to bet money, you remember, you know, I put like when you're doing roulette.
Yes.
I mean, put 40 on it's this, 60 on that, and 20. Maybe 20 on that. And it's got to be one of those three things.
Wait, in the call to courage, she actually talks about that moment with her and her husband on the lake.
Oh.
And then when she goes back in the house and she's like, you know, breakfast fairy. Oh, wait, because I have to do this. Yep. And he's like, did something happen? I'm so confused. What happened? I think that
she
moment.
She fast forwarded that in her mind.
Yes, she did. When she was talking about when you're in a relationship long term and even just really being alive for a while, you start to be able to see the tape from the end.
Yes.
At the moment it starts.
So that's funny. This happened last night. I was playing with you and it could have turned into a serious yes. argument. And I had to stop because you didn't realize I was playing.
No, because you weren't playing.
No, I was. I really was. I promise you I was. That's why I said it. So anyway, we're joking around with Melissa. And sometimes you'd be joking and then you start be arguing for real. And then you'd be like, God, dog. And now we done had a. And I remember I told Melissa specifically. She was messing with Isaiah and I was messing with her. And then we end up talking. The Zay-Zay dog went in his room and he back to playing the video game. And we in here fake fussing. And then I remember when you were mad for real because I said something joking around. You turned around like, you know that meme of the mannequin with the black head on? And it turns around like, you know what I'm talking about?
Apparently, I never see these memes.
You need to be on Twitter so we can have a better relationship. There's a meme of a mannequin with a hair
wrap. I stay off Twitter because Twitter
wrap.
Is toxic.
Oh, I couldn't even have a.
Twitter is toxic.
I couldn't even have
the
a.
amount of information that
it's overload.
You just read to be true.
Yeah.
It's toxic.
Yes.
If you don't have decent discernment.
Yeah.
I'm just
you ain't grow up in a black church using a black church at word. And I know listen, y'all be saying this sermon, but that's a black church
it
at
was,
word.
But hold on, real quick, I'm going to let you finish. Someone asked us for you to get a mic, and I was like, Joshua doesn't want a mic for the podcast.
No.
So I want everybody to know you can hear him in the background.
Somebody was yelling at
said,
him. On
yeah,
Righteous
I know. People
going
to be like, Joshua needs a mic. He doesn't want a mic, y'all.
No, neither does
he. Like
so okay. Anyway, you turned around like this.
Okay.
And I was like, girl, I'm playing. Luckily, you were like, okay. You took me at my word, and we were so exhausted from the tour
I
weekend.
Fell asleep 3 minutes later.
I mean, I was asleep, and you were cool. I'm trying to think about what happened last week that you were upset about. Honestly, I don't know, because I don't even know what it was.
I don't either.
You didn't feel no weirdness?
I don't remember at all.
Is that because your memory sucks
yes.
or it's a blip?
No, because my memory sucks.
Okay. Because you remember sometimes when we be beefing, I'll just walk up and hug you.
Yeah, but I don't like that either.
I don't be knowing how else to break the ice.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm doing that. Because I don't know. Because otherwise, it'd just be going for long.
That's true, but I don't want you to do that.
Because I'd be like that, and you're like, oh, I'm still mad, but I'm going to allow this. And it's like a break the ice thing.
It is.
And then later off, you're cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then I try for the draws. Maybe sometimes. But anyway, it's interesting that, and that's a really interesting thing to me is that, I know I always say that on the Love Hour, but it is interesting. I'm perceiving there is an issue on this particular day and you're not perceiving it.
No, sometimes, it could have been.
Oh, you're just saying you don't
I'm
remember.
I'm just saying I don't remember.
Okay, sometimes there's times where it's obvious between both of us.
Yeah.
I remember specifically your dad's house.
Oh, yeah.
Over Christmas break last year. This tension was.
That was tough.
And the thing about it is we stayed in their guest bed. Their guest bed was smaller than our bed.
Yeah.
So we were really close to each other in physically or physicality and so far emotionally.
Yeah.
And
I wanted
that
you
one
to
was
be so far away
that
physically
one,
too.
Okay. That one was like a couple of days.
Yes.
And it was all everybody cheerful holiday. You Bah humbug. And I'm pretty much happy. And I should have married the other dude.
What? Just me talking. I wanted to say, just to move from that to interventions. Do you have any? I have one intervention. We talked about it on the Love Hour this past weekend. Which, by the way, if you haven't attended or haven't gone to any of the Love Hour shows for this year, I almost think I like it better now that I revamped it than last year's Love Hour.
Oh, absolutely.
The live experience. You agree, Joshua?
Yeah, and I think it should be. Okay. We should be constantly getting better. And also last year, we weren't doing the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we have more frame of reference and we've been talking for an hour every week.
Yeah.
As opposed to last year, we just were doing the live version only.
Yeah.
So I feel like we have more things to flow in. But actually, this live is better. And I feel like it's already about to be almost over. And we're just starting. Yeah. This is like our first full weekend together.
Yeah. It was so good. You should come. You should buy tickets to come.
And Love Hour has been selling more than the comedy show. More people have been buying the Love Hour and comedy show tickets than just the comedy show.
I think it's such really good information. And I'm like really truly and like, love it.
You have the intelligent part. And I bring such great humor.
Oh, yeah.
To the podcast preaches. And the live. Don't give it away.
Sorry.
Melissa's a good little lob up. For a lot of these jokes, but I feel like it's great information, but it's not boring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because usually the husbands, I look at the husbands, and maybe you can tell the husbands only come to the wife. But then once we get going, they're like, oh, you know what? This ain't even that bad. You know, actually, this is kind of cool.
They get into it by the
way. Yeah. So back to your intervention. Because my intervention is one of two things. I apologize if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Or I, you know, or actually, maybe one of the things. Apologize.
Okay.
Try to pinpoint where we went wrong.
Uh-huh.
And try to like, hey, Melissa, what are you thinking? I'm feeling this way. Are you feeling this way?
So you're saying have a conversation.
Have a conversation or I just hug you. Sometimes that works.
Sometimes it does.
You just be like, get off me, boy.
But
and
also,
then I know I walk away. You be like, you could be on me.
So the only other intervention or an intervention that I have is the voice notes.
Voice notes are good.
Okay.
Tell them your thought process about a voice note.
Okay. So one of the things, so even when we talked about the shoes for Mother's Day, I was listening to a book and I just had like a ton of thoughts come to my mind, like literally simultaneously. So I sent Kev like 6 voice notes all at the same time. But I ended with my thought process behind the shoes. And so what you do is you just take your phone. You could do this on Android as well. Is you just record a voice note saying whatever it is you want to say and you hit that instead of a text message.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing about text messages is that you interpret the tone based off your perception of what's happening.
Yep.
So even if the person means it lighthearted, you can interpret anger. You can interpret sarcasm. Mm-hmm. You can interpret shade. You can interpret condescension.
Is that a word?
I don't know.
Condescendingness.
Condescendingness. Sure. I don't know. We're going to allow it. It's definitely not condensation. So you can interpret all of those things, and that is absolutely not the way the person is saying it.
Also, if you make a joke when you guys are arguing, it never comes across as funny.
In via text message?
Via text message. Mm-hmm. You.
It's not. There's time and place.
Yeah. But you be making a joke to try to lighten the mood.
Right.
And it comes across as being sarcastic or disingenuous. Great word.
That was a great word. Yes. We're all in our ACT, SATs.
We've been playing that word game that Josh told us about.
Wordscape.
In Hawaii. Wordscape. So I'd be just using new words.
That's funny. So anyway, what you allow to have happen when you do a voice note is that you allow your spouse to hear your partner, whoever you're talking to hear your tone.
Yes.
And that matters a great deal.
Absolutely.
Did you want to say something?
I was trying to find a way in.
Oh, okay. You know what else matters with tone?
What?
The tone of the texture of your skin.
Absolutely.
When you struggle with acneic skin, as I do.
Acneic?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Acneic?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Wow.
It's a real word.
That's absolutely entering my mind for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
My brain was like, new word alert. Who is? Acneic. Does that mean prone to acne?
Yeah.
Oh.
Acne-prone skin, which I just have. Like, I've just accepted in 35, 36 years. And it's so funny, though, just really quickly as a segue. In this group, one of the ladies was talking about, Melissa, you know, you do your makeup. Like, can you answer these questions? And one of the ladies was saying, you know, well, I don't have really bad acne because I didn't start wearing makeup until I was later, like later on in life. Listen to me, people. Can we stop with the misinformation that acne is caused? Acne can be caused by makeup. Acne can be caused by diet. When you're 30 something years old, that's probably not the reason. Mm-hmm. It is hormonal. It is biology. That's diet. That's what I'm saying. Oh, cool. Sometimes you can pull out dairy or things
and
in your
sometimes
diet.
Sometimes you just have
and
acne.
Sometimes
skin.
You just have acne prone skin and it has nothing to do with the makeup that you put
but
on.
But you need to drink more water. All I drink is water.
Can we just stop with the misinformation, please?
Yeah, give them the good information.
So what you can, thank you very much. I just wanted to help y'all with that just really quickly. So one thing that I have used, Chad, I used it just yesterday, was Meltdown by Bloom. It's this little like cute little bottle that you actually can travel with because it's very sturdy. But Meltdown by Bloom is a powerful blend of natural ingredients that take down pimples overnight. It does not contain harsh chemicals, no benzoyl oil, peroxide, which is like a drying agent. It can make your skin very, very dry. Salicylic acid, sulfates, or parabens. It's vegan, cruelty-free, and pregnancy safe. These are all things that are very important. Mm-hmm. And it is fast acting. Another thing that is very important. Right now, our listeners will get 25% off and free shipping when you text OUR to 797979. This is a special offer you can't get anywhere else, and you support the Love Hour when you support our sponsors. So text OUR to 797979 to get 25% off Meltdown Blemish Treatment by Bloom. If you don't love it, return it for a full refund. No questions asked. Again, that's text OUR, H-O-U-R, to 797979. So the other thing with tone, after you get your skin together, is that when you send the voice notes, it's twofold. Okay, so the first thing with voice notes is that it allows you, the person sending the voice note, to hear, bless
Sorry.
You good?
Allergies said they want to join the Love Hour.
It allows you, the sender, to hear how you sound before you send this to your spouse.
Yes.
It allows you to make sure you're hitting the points that you want to hit. Mm-hmm. It allows you to make sure that you are articulating yourself in a clear and concise manner.
And take some of the sting out of your words.
Yes. It allows you to perhaps record a version, say what you really want to say, and then hear it and say, that's actually not what I want my spouse to hear.
So your first version is what Issa Rae does in Insecure.
Yes.
So Kev, you dumb and stupid, and you bought them dumb shoes because you don't know me, you don't care about me, you never love me. Whew. Kevin, what I want you to know is
exactly.
That I don't feel seen when you buy me shoes.
Because behind all of, if all you send is the version that is amped up and hype, you're just going to have an argument. Mm-hmm. And those arguments never result in true resolution.
Absolutely. I think when you send those voice notes right before I went to the gym, because I've been working out and going to the gym, it allowed me to hear that you weren't upset in that sense of like, I'm mad at you, mm-hmm. but you were like, here's my concerns. I want to work through this. Mm-hmm. And it took some of the defense mechanisms out of me.
That's the other good part about it.
Yeah. It allowed me to be like, you know what? And then I could see myself in. And I sent you back. Mm-hmm. I was acting like a baby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really said I was acting like a baby.
And it's so good because it allows you to like, it allows your partner to hear like your heart. This is really what I'm trying to say. And then they can take a moment, take it in and say, okay, what I really want to say is you were being unappreciative. You are being like this. And then you're like,
so like, okay. Delete. So when we said that about the, and I told you about the gift cards, I said, when you took those shoes back,
right.
It made me feel like you didn't like what I gave you.
Right.
So in order not to feel like that, I wanted to take those. I wanted to give you a gift card.
Right.
And you heard, even though I said that clearly, mm-hmm. you heard, I just want to give you gift cards now.
That's true.
And then I said, actually, if you go back and listen, it said it made me feel like I should give you gift cards.
Right.
But I'm not going to do this. I want to get you better gifts that you, mm-hmm. you know, feel appreciated in that. And that makes it a lot easier to understand because you can hear when I responded to you that I am also trying to work towards mm-hmm. a resolution for
Absolutely.
This. And I don't want to just be mad all day. And I actually want you to give you the gifts. And I also had to say my feelings were hurt, mm-hmm. which is really hard to say.
And it's
as
so
a man,
important
I'd be like,
to say.
My feelings are hurt because on the hood, I'll still sock somebody. but my feelings are hurt. You feel me? It can be whatever.
Why is it so hard for men to say
that? It's weak. It feels weak.
Vulnerability is weak.
It's not even vulnerability.
It's vulnerability.
No. It's not. Don't tell me what it feels.
Okay. I'm not telling you what it feels. I'm just telling you that being that emotionally honest.
Oh,
what she says that vulnerability is exposure to emotional risk. Hold on. Keep talking. I'm going to tell you.
So what I'm saying is, as a man, it feels you are taught that you are supposed to be bigger than your feelings or not feel your feelings or whatever. So to say that you hurt my feelings makes me feel weak. So I guess it is vulnerability in the sense
here of it is. Vulnerability. Sorry, I want to explain to you what vulnerability is.
Zoom in on my face.
You did that on the last episode. I loved it. I was trying to screenshot or like screen record it to send it to you because I go back and watch them. That was hysterical. Okay, listen. Vulnerability is uncertainty, feeling like you're at risk, or emotional exposure.
Emotional exposure.
And so telling someone that you are, your feelings are hurt is emotional exposure. That is vulnerability.
Yes.
And uncertainty because you don't know how I'm going to respond either. You don't know if that's a safe space to share those feelings.
One of the things I'm really grateful to you about or for you about who you are about, grateful, you never, ever throw my feelings in my face. You have never used my feelings against me.
I work very hard to do that.
You want to do it sometimes?
No, what I'm saying is because I have seen that done and because I know that this is before I even really realized that it's important to have like a safe space for you to share your feelings. I just recognize that if I want to have that intimate relationship with you, I can't then throw that in your face later.
I feel like you only get one chance at doing that.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, so you're going to throw my feelings in my face? Bet.
It's such a huge...
Never opening up to you again.
It's such a huge deal to begin with sharing who you are with someone. And then to have that then turned around and thrown
in your face later. Real one like me, like I'm from the streets. You feel me?
What street exactly?
Dyer Street in El Paso. Keyword die. Northeast El Paso kids fall up on me.
Oh my gosh.
But I feel like in a lot of relationships, men are holding back stuff because their feelings were thrown in their face 15 years ago one time. And you'll never open up to yourself again. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, in all these movies, like, say, Quiet Place. You seen A Quiet Place?
I have.
So, you know, when they made that sound, the alien opened up their thing and they're vulnerable for that time. Mm-hmm. After you get hit one time like that, you go back into protective mode. Right. Like, okay, I'll never do that again because that hurt. Especially when you don't have a history of opening up. Mm-hmm. So the one time I open up, you throw it in my face. Oh, see, this is why I never did that. This is exactly why I don't be sharing.
Right.
Or, and you know, there's people in our who are listening probably have been in more relationships than one. Somebody in your current relationship is paying for the person who hurt your feelings three relationships ago.
That's so true.
You're like, oh man, that girl back in, you know, especially man, we got
Josh,
hurt.
Josh, you heard that? You felt it?
That's why that song, Music Soul Child, Previous Cats.
Yep.
I'm not Steven, Anthony even, Leroy Ivan. Dang girl, I've been right there for you since day one. So where is all this coming from? See, I'm not to blame for the pain that was caused by previous who had your heart before me. I used to sing that song to myself all the time.
You did.
About you. And you didn't have that many previous cats. I'm like, cuz, who was the previous cat for you to be guarding? You was having previous cats for your friends' relationships.
Facts.
I was like, girl, how are you holding me accountable for what happened to Sharonda?
What?
I just made up a name because I don't want to use your real friend's name. But anyway, you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that you never did that to me because it allowed me to be open and honest.
Do you feel like you're at a point of vulnerability with me that you feel like you can have that emotional exposure?
Yeah, I think it's hard sometimes with the Love Hour is because like we share the stuff that's true about our relationship live and on this podcast. And some of that is makes me look bad. Or makes you look bad. And I feel like in most relationships, they don't have to have the world privy to their, maybe not their best moments as a person. But because we're trying to help people and stuff, we put our real life in there. And when I hear some of the things back that I said, I'd be like, Kev, you tripped.
But I think that's an important component of reflection.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And to hear your words played back as like, even if I didn't mean it as harshly as it came out, when you hear it back, when you repeat what I said verbatim, and I know I said it, and I just be like, Kev, you really tripped. Yeah. Or you're not really aware of how you are coming across.
Sure.
Because I feel like when your feelings are hurt, with the gift, for example, when my feelings are hurt and I don't respond in love first, I respond out of hurt first.
Right.
And when you respond out of hurt first, you are more than likely trying to hurt someone else. Even if you don't intend it, maybe consciously, you're just, you just start climbing back or whatever. And, you know, that's I think, human nature. It's both protective and, like, out of anger, hurt, whatever you respond.
Protective is good.
Yeah, negative, like a animal.
If you feel
bruised,
right, or attacked, then you automatically go into protection mode.
And I think what we were trying to, what your intention with the gift wasn't to say, Kevin, you're not a good husband, you're not a good gift buyer.
Right.
It was to say, Kevin, I need to be more honest with myself, and I need to help you buy things that I will appreciate more.
Right.
So let me give you this information. And I wasn't taking it like that.
Right.
That's one of the things I liked about Brené Brown, is she was talking about how we create
her
narratives.
Her name is Brené.
I know. Oh. I was playing. Because she said, people were like, who is Brené Brown?
She did.
But she was saying that.
By the way, did we already say it's called A Call to Courage?
Okay.
Brené Brown, Call to Courage on Netflix. It's amazing. You should absolutely
watch
it.
She looks like
it.
Susie Orman.
I could see that.
Yeah. But anyway, one of the things she said is you create your own narrative. So if we're not talking, and you're not talking to me about it, then I'm creating a narrative for you.
Absolutely.
And it's always more negative than your intentions.
And it's detrimental.
Are.
It's
absolutely
detrimental to the relationship.
With a capital debt.
And it also, because you're always going to look for things to confirm that narrative.
Yeah.
So I'm always going to look at everything you're doing from that negative component, and that's going to build resentment.
Absolutely.
And that's that resentment, I don't know if this is scientifically proven, but I'm going to jump out and say it, that resentment is a hindrance to intimacy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, you ain't going to give up the butt if you're resenting somebody.
Okay, so I want you to expand your definition of intimacy to be more than just sex.
Why? Emotionally intimate. But I like give up the butt.
Okay, but what we were just talking about was emotional intimacy.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, but I want to get to the point of give up the butt. If we ain't close, if you resent me, you're not going to give up the butt. You're like, I'm going to keep the butt. The butt closed. The butt closed early on Sundays at 7 p.m. like the mall. Should be open normally till 9 or 10. Holiday hours. Now the butt's Chick-fil-A. Closed the whole day? But I really wanted the Chick-fil-A. Or in this case, the butt. But it's closed. Remember that time I told Zay I'll buy him some Legos? And we went to Target and it was like a random holiday and it was closed?
Yep.
And I was just like, this is closed on Easter.
Was it Easter?
It was Easter. Target was closed. I told Zay I was buying him some Legos. It was literally the only thing closed.
It sure
Walmart was open.
It
the
sure
mall was
was
open. I mean, literally every other store was open. And that's what it feels like when the butt is closed to you. It's like, usually this is open. But not today. The butt is closed on Easter's. But I, you know, all jokes aside, I feel like intimacy is the building block of an amazing relationship.
Intimacy that's not just sex.
Emotional
related.
And physical. Okay. I joke around a lot about physical, but it's you know, when we're not close emotionally, I feel far apart.
Yes.
And protein is a building block of a healthy diet.
It's what our organs, muscles, hair, and skin are made of. I didn't know that. That your hair and everything is a protein. You knew that?
Yes, of course.
Y'all knew? Oh, Joshua knew. I'm the dumb right here.
No,
that's why we're excited to
be kind to yourself. Don't engineer smallness or dumbness.
Okay. You knew, Serena?
I did, but I wasn't.
Okay, everybody knew. That's why we're excited to be partnering with Care Of. Care Of is bringing transparency and customization to the world of protein powders. First of all, anything that is customizable, I am a fan of.
Me too.
Because
I'm not a one-size-fit-all type of person.
Me either. Get to know me. That's why when I go on like Netflix, anything, and they're, what you're saying is based on your, what you like and the things that you've looked at in the past, this is what we believe you would like, sign me up.
Yes.
So anything that allows me to take a quiz, assess what I am lacking, what I need, what I have, what I don't have, and it is customizable, I'm a fan of. And guess what? Care Of allows you to do that.
Absolutely.
It has a quiz and it assesses whether or not you're getting enough protein, fiber, good fats, and based off the customization or the quiz that you take, they will give you a personalized recommendation to suit your diet. That's good.
That's very much good.
That's very much good. If you want to snack smarter and get the most out of your workout or just make your daily smoothie healthier, Care of will help you find the right protein and superfood powders that work specifically for you. Mm-hmm. That is specifically for you. For 30% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter LoveHour30 at checkout. Again, that's 30% off your first order of your first care of order. You need to go to takecareof.com. That's takecareof.com and enter LoveHour30. That's the number 30. That's LoveHour, the number 3, the number 0 at checkout. Then we also have, because we don't only just care about like your body, we also care about like your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's very much important. And having shoes that are comfortable and don't make your feet hurt and ache and get corns and calluses are very important.
Absolutely.
And so we have also partnered with Rothy's, and they offer stylish, comfortable, and washable shoes that are made from recycled water bottles. I'm always amazed at like, how do you... What's the first step to taking a recycled bottle and then making a shoe?
Vision.
Low key, that was a whole word. Mm-hmm. That was a whole word. Rothy's are the everyday flats for life on the go. They're stylish and versatile, and they go with everything from yoga pants to dresses and skirts. I actually have a pair on right now. Hold on.
Very much comfortable. You've been rocking these.
I have been.
A lot.
I have been rocking them a lot. Yeah. They're made with this like...
Very
recyclable water.
Yeah. Let me show these to the people. If you're listening, you should check this out.
They're quite comfortable in real life, though.
Very comfortable. And you know, it's good to keep a comfortable shoe when you're just going to grab these.
Especially as women.
Yes.
You need to have a pair of shoes.
Because you always have a pair of shoes in your purse for the heels that are uncomfortable after the event is over.
Exactly.
Everybody has their, we finna walk shoes.
These are Rothy's. Rothy's come in a wide range of colors and patterns, and they're available in 4 different silhouettes. And they're fully machine washable. That's a plus. So every time you do laundry, it's like getting a fresh pair of shoes. Check out all the amazing styles available right now at rothys.com/lovehour. Go to rothys.com. That's rothys.com/lovehour to get your new favorite flats. Comfortable, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/lovehour. Today. I keep putting my mouth on this and I want to be grossed out, but it's our mic.
And it's just your mouth.
It is just my mouth.
Yeah, unlike when you licked that mic in the other show and I licked the mic.
When you licked it, it was worse though. My lips just like,
I thought my tongue turned black and died.
Like, tap it. Yes. So gross.
I wanted to end my set right there.
Yeah, I thought you were going to. I'm not going to lie.
I had like 15 minutes left. If I had less than five, I'd have been like, all right, man, y'all been good. Thank you.
I really thought you were going to.
My tongue's grossed out.
Okay, so last thing that I wanted to say about the intimacy, vulnerability conversation, and at the top we were talking about being so close together, but yet being so far apart, mm-hmm. screaming in silence to each other. Serena's actually going to post this on the Love Hour, and it talks about that loneliness is the feeling of not being able to share things that are important to you.
I want to say something about loneliness.
Okay. That's also, loneliness is a derivative of not being able to be vulnerable.
Yes.
When you're not able to like fully be seen and share, we even talked about this on the, when we were talking about the shoes, and I was mm-hmm. saying that for me, because this new revelation that I'm a people pleaser, when I come to you and I say, hey, this is important to me, this is actually what I like, when you respond in a way that is not receptive,
right.
it makes me want to retreat.
Absolutely.
And not share.
That's what happened with the shoes the most that I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I realized that if I respond negatively, same thing with emotional exposure.
Absolutely.
If you open up and in this case, it was you not being vulnerable, but you stepping up and just saying mm-hmm. it. And I responded, you're ungrateful. You're hard to shop for, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then it reinforces to you why this is exactly why this is a bad idea.
Don't say nothing. Exactly. Yeah.
And that's what happens with men. I open up to you and you throw it in my face. It's like, this is exactly why I don't share stuff with you. I don't know. I can't find it. Okay. But she was saying how she feels lonely.
You got to introduce what you're going to say.
There's a Her song where she talks about, I feel lonely even though we're very close. Mm. I feel lonely even when we're together. I think is the exact lyric, but I can't find it. That's the lyric I was looking for. I feel lonely even when we're together. And that is like feeling lonely when you are in the same house. Woo! Just know Her has a song about that.
Okay.
But that's kind of what we were, that's kind of the whole precipice of Screaming in Silence.
First of all, this is an episode of SAT Words.
Yeah.
But I agree. Scrabble episode. Screaming in Silence. So we talked about, did we give two interventions or just one? One intervention of the voice note is an intervention. And then did you have another one?
I think I said apologize is one. Try to find the root cause of the thing. And then sometimes I just hug you to break the ice.
To break the ice.
I agree. That's just like, you kind of need like a, okay, so you didn't see this, but in John Wick 3, this is not really a,
is it a,
it's not really a spoiler.
Okay.
But in a lot of movies, they have a parlay.
A what?
A parlay.
Okay.
Like things are going, well, let's have a conversation before things get more and more difficult.
Okay.
And it allows you to say, okay, here's what's going on. Can we try to solve this before things get worse?
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And that's what I think that hug is the beginning of like, I don't want this to get worse. I don't want our feelings about each other to go even more difficult. So can we let's stop here and parlay and say, hey, I feel this way. You feel this way. Are you feeling like this? How can we move forward?
Got you. And you're saying that's what your hug is.
That's what my hug is.
Okay, good.
It's a signal to you that
it's an extension of the olive branch.
Extension of the olive branch.
Like, hey, I want to end this. Are you willing to meet me so we can like actually talk about this and try to move forward?
So if I go to hug you and you get off me, that's essentially you smacking the olive branch out of my hand. And then what happens is the vicious cycle. When you want to talk, you know, inevitably later you want to talk.
Yeah.
And all I can remember is when you pushed me away when I wanted to talk.
Right.
So then I push you away and then you go down and down this negative thing.
Yeah.
So what we talked about in last year's Live Love Hour is,
oh, we should make that the next episode.
Yeah. Even though you're mad, try not to be, try to be open to mending while you're still upset.
Yes. That's hard to do though.
That's very, it takes a level of
maturity.
Maturity is the word. A level of emotional maturity that is very difficult to realize. I am still mad, but if I don't try to meet him or her there, this is going to get worse.
Yeah.
And eventually I'm going to cool down, but I may have missed my moment to have a resolution because I wanted to be mad.
Yeah.
And sometimes the reason I think it's so hard is because at that moment you have every right to be mad.
Yeah, you're still
maybe
in
your
feelings.
Deserve it. Maybe you weren't ready to try and break this. Sometimes we just want to still be mad.
And sometimes, and that's the trouble though, because sometimes we just want to stay mad. I know sometimes I'm just like, no. I just want to still be mad right now.
Yeah. And then when you calm down, what happens?
Yeah,
you come talk to me and I'm like, nah, you've been mad all day.
Yeah.
Nah, it's my turn.
Yeah.
I'm finna be mad. And then it was just next you know, it's been a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Concur.
Because it could be whatever. All right.
All right. Are we done?
I think so.
Do you have anything else you wanted to add?
The butt. Just wanted to sneak that in one more time.
I also just wanted to say, that's a powerful image. And I think...
It is a powerful image. I think about it often. I'm like, man, the butt.
The image of screaming in silence is a very powerful image. And
there's been times where we crossed each other in the hallway.
Screaming.
Just screaming. No, excuse me. Sometimes we even bump shoulders.
I don't think we've ever done
that. What's up, cuz? What's up? What's even worse, if you scoot past each other. Let me walk around you.
Let me
make something to eat. I'm going to cook something. I know you hungry. I'm not asking if you're hungry. I order Postmates for me only. The kid's like, look, we didn't do nothing. We're also hungry. Nah.
That's
one
funny.
Order. It's $20 delivery. One order.
One order, please.
I want one milkshake.
We should order fat sauce shakes.
Oh.
Sorry.
All you ever do is introduce unhealthy items to the food.
Sorry.
I had a great workout in oatmeal, and now I'm thinking about a fat sal shake.
They are delicious. Salted caramel. Oreos, salted caramel.
I'm not going to have my whole one, but I'll take a sip.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add?
I love you.
I love you, too.
The butt.
Thank you guys so much for joining today's episode. We will be back in your feed next week, Thursday, when we drop every episode. And I think that's it.
Bye.
Sign up for the Love Hour Conference, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything.
Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.